You're listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast, where private practice and motherhood collide. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajis, and here's the deal. I'm not here to give you fluff or hustle culture advice. I'm here to give you strategy to build a private practice on your terms, while naming the hard stuff about motherhood and the broken systems we're stuck navigating. If you're ready for honest, practical, and unapologetic conversations, you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. This episode is brought to you by Jane, a practice management software built to support you and your clients. Switching EHRs isn't something you do on a whim, and to confidently make the switch, you need to feel assured that your data will get imported securely and efficiently. A smooth import makes all the difference, which is why Jane's experienced imports team handles yours with care and at no additional cost. If you do make the decision to switch, they will be there to help every step of the way. I was truly so impressed with the level of support, attention to detail, and customer service Jane's team gave me throughout the process of transitioning my practice to their system. To learn more and explore if Jane might be a fit for you, use the link in the show notes to book a free demo with one of their incredible team members. And when you're ready to get started, use code ASHLEY1MO for 1 month grace period on your new account. Welcome to this week's episode of the Therapist Mom Podcast. If you are like my household, you are closing out all of the Halloween stuff. And it's wild to think that we are in the beginning of November. And before we know it, we're going to be looking at getting that new calendar for 2026. Knowing that that is not that far off, we're going to take some time today to talk about starting to prepare your practice for the new year. The end of the year is quickly approaching. And as we all know, as moms, it can be a really hectic time of year between all of the school events and the holiday things. So now is the time I want us to start thinking through the things that we need to be doing to close out our practice for the year and preparing to take steps to make things smooth as we start the new year. So I'm going to be making that process hopefully easier today in this episode. I'm going to walk you through some really practical things that you need to be doing to close out your practice for the year, but also how to set yourself up for a smooth start in January. To help you with this and to make things super simple, I've put together a checklist that really goes into even further detail than what I'm talking about today. It's a free download of preparing your practice for the new year. You can download it at raisedtoempower.com/end of year, or check out the link in the show notes to download that. If you want to pull it up and follow along with this episode, you can, but I think it's a great tool that can help you not just this year, but save it and use it at the end of every year. I do the same thing, and it just helps to make sure that I am doing all the things I need to close things out before we start the new year. It's really doable. It's not overwhelming, but it just makes things kind of simple to keep track of. So before we dive into, though, like all the tasks and the forms and all of the things that are on like that to-do list, I want you to take some time to reflect. And this is going to really help you to make some decisions about what do you want this next year to look like in your practice. So these are questions that you can kind of write down if you have a piece of paper, or to come back to if you're listening to this episode in the car. But I want you to ask yourself some things about what really worked well for you this year. It could be both professionally and personally, as we know as mothers, that the two go hand in hand a lot of times. So what worked well this year? Was it your schedule? Was it the number of clients you were seeing? Was it the income you were generating? What also, though, felt hard or felt chaotic? Were you stretching yourself too thin in certain areas? So again, looking at how did things work in your business, and then in turn, how did that reflect or work with your home and personal life? Giving yourself time to do this reflection will help you to reset not just the systems, but also your mindset and your approach as you are looking ahead to this next year. Maybe you realized, hey, I really love having the flexibility of just working at home, doing telehealth, and you want to stay virtually completely, or maybe that you have learned that Fridays is just not the day for you to see clients. It drains you. And so you want to block that day off heading into this next year. Write these things down because this is going to help you as you are making some of the decisions that come next in planning for this next year. You're not just running your business, but you are designing a practice that's going to help fit into your life and the needs that you have in your personal life and in your family. So once we have done that, having that piece of reflection, I want us to start to get really practical. I want you to be able to take some time to look at your income and your expenses, pulling up your budget for your business, maybe even pulling up your personal budget, because that's also going to help determine, like, do I need to be paying myself more, of looking at what is my family, what does my personal budget look like? And as you're pulling those both up, taking time to reflect on, okay, how much is going into my expenses? How much is going into my retirement? Or do I need to be putting into savings? And asking yourself, how much do I actually need to make each month to be meeting my personal and business goals? Looking at things like, how much should I be setting aside for quarterly taxes? What am I able to do to prepare for that better in my business? And then, what is the average income per client or per insurance panel that I'm currently making, but that I need to be making moving forward? Once you have clarity on those numbers, you're going to then be able to decide, do your current fees actually provide you that income? So can you keep your fees the same for this next year, or is it time for a small increase? If your gut reaction is, I can't raise my rates, I want you to check in why. I'm going to be raising my rates this year, and I've been doing this now for over a decade in private practice, and I'm having the same response. So you are not alone if you're feeling that way. So look at, why are you struggling with that question of, can I do this? Rates are about sustainability. It's not about our worth. And we can't pour into clients if our business or ourselves are running on fumes. So really being able to look at, does this fee serve me? And if not, how can I begin to prepare for that conversation with my clients? We're going to look at that in a little bit more detail in a minute. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting. Now, if you are private pay or insurance-based, you're going to have some admin things that you're going to have to be doing in addition to just looking at your budget for this next year. So if you are insurance-based, in a similar way that I want you to be looking at your fees for that private pay, you know, rate, you also need to be looking at, what is the reimbursement rate for the insurance plans that I am on? A lot of times January 1 is the time that they will change their reimbursement rates. If you accept TRICARE, don't forget those don't happen till March when they make those changes. So looking at, what is the rate of reimbursement that I'm getting? Is this sustainable? Can I continue to stay on this insurance panel? And so again, looking at how that fits in with your budget. We also want to begin preparing our clients before that first January session if you are insurance-based. So I always put together a letter that I send out to clients at the end of the year to just remind them of some basic things starting the new year, looking at reminding them about if they're changing their insurance plan, that they will have deductibles reset at the beginning of the year. Those are important conversations to be having towards the end of December and just definitely before you begin that first session in January. And then as we are reviewing all of the things about our budget and our finances, we want to make sure that we are taking the time then to review our forms, our policies, our consents, our financial forms, right? The things that say, this is what my fee is. This is what the reimbursement rate is. This is what you're going to be expected to pay. So making sure you're updating any forms that are going to be changing come the first of the year. And then making sure that your policies, your informed consents, your financial agreements, your HIPAA forms, all of those things are sent to clients at the start of the year and making sure that the updated form is what they are signing. If you're using an EHR system like I use Jane, it's super easy to just send those out and have that kind of automated before the year even starts. So that way, come January 1, you've got that information collected, those signatures from clients, and you're not having to kind of hunt down people and follow up. Now, like I talked about, having those communications with clients about, you know, whether you are going off an insurance panel, if you are increasing your private pay rate, those can feel hard to do. And so it's, again, it's important for you to begin thinking about, how do I want to have those conversations? How am I communicating this to them? If you are going to raise your rate, if you're dropping that panel, if you are anticipating that there's going to be like drastic deductible resets, we want to be giving our clients a heads up. And I recommend doing this in session and in writing. So having a conversation with the client, it could be something like, I wanted to let you know that there's going to be a small update for this next year in my fees. So starting January 1, my fee will be increasing slightly to reflect changes in costs and sustainability for the practice. And this is what the fee will be. And then you can follow up with something like, you know, I want you to take some time to think about it. If that feels like it's going to be hard for you, let's have a conversation about it. It doesn't have to be long. You don't have to justify why. Just kind of being clear and confident and being kind about it, right? Things are hard right now financially for some people. We're in the middle of a government shutdown. Certain benefits are not necessarily going to be guaranteed for some people. So just being mindful of that, that doesn't mean that you are not allowed to increase your rates, but just being aware of, there may be some people that say, I cannot afford that. And so are you able to slide at all? Again, you don't have to, but just being prepared to have those kinds of conversations. Being clear in your communication builds trust with your clients. Most clients appreciate transparency. And so the sooner you can begin having these conversations, the better it's going to be for them and then also for you. And so as you have kind of gone through the admin pieces of preparing your practice for the new year, you've also kind of looked at, you know, what has worked well for you in this past year, what hasn't. I want you to get a little bit more specific too. Asking yourself things like, do I want more clients this next year? Do I want fewer? Do I want to begin specializing in something, right? So not just about like the admin stuff that goes into your practice, but also the way you are practicing, right? Like, do you want to take a new training this year? Do you want to offer a new type of therapy or a new type of service? Is it time to update my website or make a change with my marketing focus? What would help to make my practice feel more aligned with my brand or me personally? So not just about making it profitable, but making it feel like this is something that is sustainable and really that you connect with and you feel joy from. What would make it feel peaceful for you? This is not about like, I need to reset and do everything over in your business, but really about getting clear on what matters most for this season of your life and your business. If you are anticipating, you know, changes in childcare for this next year, or that you're going to be welcoming a new child into your life, how will that impact your business? So again, this isn't just about making sure that the business is running perfectly, but how does that also help to align with your personal life? If you're a mom, maybe your goal is to protect Fridays for yourself or for your family. And again, that's just as important as the goals that you have, like for your revenue in your practice. So, as we are approaching the end of the year, I want you to just be mindful of taking the time now to begin preparing for that to come. Focus on what will bring you stability and sustainability as you begin looking at 2026. And again, don't forget that to make this process smoother, there is a free download of a checklist that really gives you like step by step all the things that we talked about today, even in more detail, to help you make sure you're closing out like your notes and all of the things before you go into that winter break and start your practice new in 2026. So again, you can check that out to download at raisedtoempower.com/end of year, or just use the link in the show notes. I want to thank you again for being here with me today. I hope this episode is helpful for you as we are looking ahead to the new year. And again, share this with another therapist mom that you think could help use this in planning for their new year. And I look forward to seeing you back here next week. Thanks for listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with another therapist mom who needs it. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And if you'd leave a 5-star review, it helps more therapist moms find this space. For resources and ways to work with me, head to raisedtoempower.com and check the show notes for all links mentioned today. I'll see you back here next week.